Welcome back to the Rose Pricks podcast. This podcast is all about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, currently The Bachelorette. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Watch What Crappens podcast, and I'm here with the gorgeous and talented Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
Hello, hello. So excited.
Of the For Crying Out Loud podcast.
Oh, so much is happening.
Yes.
So much on
so
this episode.
So glad we're doing this. So let's just jump right into it. If you guys want to find our other episodes, just come to Trash Talk TV and hit the podcast links at the top, or just go to rosepricks.com and you will find all of our shows. We have a Twitter now. It's brand new. It's at rosepricspod. And on Facebook, we're facebook.com/rosepricspodcast.
And I'm going to be all over that because I'm a woman in her 40s. I love Facebook.
I love Facebook too. Works. The Watch What Crappens page is like my favorite place. I love going there. We've gathered so many hilarious listeners and stuff who post their own links about the shows, and we have live show threads that we do that we'll have set up for you guys as the season goes on to come talk to each other and make your own damn jokes, make fun of these fools. It's pretty fun. This is the beginning, but we're already building a really, really fun community. And thank you for all you early adopters.
And anytime, tweet us at the Rose Pricks Pod because we'll take your questions or your comments, include them in our podcast. I mean, it's so immediate. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. If you want to talk back to us, use the Twitter or the Facebook. Those are the best ways. We both read them and we both respond. So come on over.
Okay, so here we go.
The Bachelorette has so far been amazing. For those of you just tuning in, are these people gay? Is it bad to slut shame this girl for making out with 10 different people a day? I don't know. These are questions that's going to take a whole season, possibly a whole lifetime.
Who are we to judge? We're just here to report.
Hey, we're human beings, that too. You don't judge people, you're going to end up with a bunch of murderers in your life.
So Tuesday's episode starts up where they left off, where Chad was going to go bust some heads.
Yeah, all the pussies are like worried that they're going to get killed. They're like, oh my God, girl, he's coming back. What is he doing? Oh no, he's coming. He's coming.
And
he's
like, my husband calls that schmuck baiting, where we think Chad is going to go do some damage, bust some heads. And then he comes in and he's like, hey guys, listen, I was just talking to Chris outside. We were both wearing a sweater. And Chris kind of suggested, you know, whatever, what have you, that maybe I'd come in and just kind of let you guys know where I'm coming from. So, you know, I'm just a nice guy. I don't know how you guys all got the wrong idea, like that I'm some kind of bully. Just a guy who's like pretty amazing.
And
you know?
Meanwhile, Dysfunction Evan is like,
check please.
Like he's all scared. And someone was like, so... Are you understand you're violent, right? Are you apologizing? And he's like, no. I'm like, okay.
Right.
So are you going to hit somebody? Are you going to hit somebody else? Because you were wearing a mic right now when you were coming in, and we all heard over the loudspeaker you saying you're going to dismember us and shove our legs down our throats and cut off our penises and feed them to dolphins. So are you going to do that? He's like, well, no, I won't be violent if you guys don't fuck with me.
Yeah. He's like, listen, I just came here to like eat some yams and get some pussy. Like, and I already ate some yams.
Hey, can someone call craft services? When's the pussy getting onto the table? They're like, don't even bother cooking the yams. It's like feeding a gorilla. They're just like, send out just a bag of raw potatoes and watch them go. Jesus. So he decides to be nice because he doesn't want to get kicked off. Lord knows where this man even lives at this point. So he decides that the best way to solve this is to just go be by himself like usual. So he goes and sits by the pool and plays with noodles.
It looks like he's doing rhythmic gymnastics with pool noodles.
Yeah.
He's right? Like, he's like waving them up and down like he's choreographed a little routine for himself.
Yeah, like those flag dancers in school. The flag dance team.
And I also have down here that at this point, Robbie, the swimmer, his confessional was so gay. It looked like it was from like tight tank top night at Rage, you know, backstage. And Robbie's like, hi, everybody. I just want to say that I really love JoJo. And these guys they're a little bit scary, but I've got my hair to protect me. I really felt like he was starting to let his insides, sort of his who he is, kind of come out. Did you know? I mean, did you see that?
I like that you say come out. He will not be coming out on this show. That guy is already out. His hair has already outed him. I don't know who he thinks he's kidding.
It, with the highlights and the Bob's Big Boy highlights.
And the orange face is too much. It's like, if you're afraid of a gorilla, why would you dress? Why would you come looking like an orange? Because like in every comedy movie, there's like a monkey or a gorilla who puts an orange in his mouth to look funny. You know how they do that? They put it over their teeth. Haven't you ever seen that?
Yes, they're like, I've got teeth. Yeah,
and you're like,
you
hilarious gorilla. Yeah. You're basically asking for someone to bite your stupid orange head off, which hopefully will happen.
By the way, Wells, during this, is wearing an East Side or Die shirt.
I'm sure. If he went to the East Side, he would die.
Die shirt. Yeah.
Well, not the Silver Lake East Side. East Side, he'd be fine there. But.
East Side, or I'm going to go over there and play spin some records.
He's like, East Side, in parentheses, as long as it's been gentrified, or die. Don't go too far south, or you'll really die. It's like the longest sweater ever. So Chad pulls this again, where he just waits outside for JoJo. So he's waiting outside. He's just played with his pool noodles. JoJo's like, hi, wow, pool party. And so she comes and he's like, hey. She's like, oh, hi. What's up? Not much. What are you doing? Not much. Okay, great talk. So he walks in with her and they have a big pool party for JoJo.
Where somebody immediately, hilariously jumps into the pool in a suit.
This is
so
wacky. Crazy.
Who does that?
The show is nuts.
He's not wearing a swimsuit. It's a suit. This is a real suit, like you'd go to work, but not work. The pool. What?
How am I going to know if he's going to love me forever? He'll jump into a pool in a suit.
Huh. Just when whoever that was, Chase or whatever, or the vampire jumped into the pool in a suit, it just made me feel really safe. Like, a lot of guys would only jump into a pool in a swimsuit, but I feel like his walls really came down. And he just put on that suit. Like, he's so vulnerable.
If, like, I'm drowning, I know that he's not going to go change into a Speedo first. He's just going to jump in his suit. I'm so safe.
I mean, is he a lifeguard or is he just a regular guy? Either way, he's a hero.
Well, he should be because he's got life and he's guarding me. He's my lifeguard.
So immediately, Evan gets a bloody nose.
Yeah, because, of course, they do all of the gayest shit that you could possibly do. They immediately start straddling each other's throats to play horse or whatever you play. I'm like, yep, way to get your ball sack on that guy's throat. and then they have this big group scene where they do this choreographed Busby Berkeley type dive, which I don't know if you guys don't know what that is. He's an old choreographer from the 30s, and he's the one where you would see people in they make shapes. You know, like if you film it from above, they're making the shape. So that's what they did. I was like, this show, it's gay on purpose. I love it.
I know.
And they did it perfectly. They, like, actually did it really well and even stayed with good form underwater. I was like, okay, you're all officially gay. This is now my favorite show of all time. Thank you. And then Evan's bleeding because Evan's the biggest pussy ever. Evan is such a pussy, he doesn't even wait for one time a month to bleed. It's just all day, every day.
And no one feels sorry for him except for JoJo. Oh no, is your nose bleeding? I just love that Evan feels comfortable enough around me to just let his nose bleed. It just really makes me feel safe that Evan cares about me enough to get a bloody nose.
He is such a wuss. And Chad, they're like, yeah, it's probably Chad. And Chad's like, hey, I was 100 feet away. Apparently, he just bleeds thinking about me. Which I thought was funny. Nobody else did. Because so far, I don't really see Chad doing that much. I mean, they're all poking Chad first. They started it, okay? I don't care if he pulls out a gun. They started it.
Yeah, except for it is amazing that she keeps being like, it's like Chad hasn't been a violent predator all day. I'm really seeing a different side to him that I like.
Well, none of the hamsters are missing from the cage today, you know? So that's good. No one's bit off that head of the hamster yet. God, I wonder if we can find who's doing that.
I mean, this is wrong to say, but I feel like JoJo would give a rose to Brock Turner. You know that Stanford dumpster rapist guy?
Oh, God. Did you read about him?
She'd be like, Brock hasn't been near a dumpster all day. I mean, I just really feel like he's changed. I mean, listen, as long as I can stay conscious and not be passed out drunk, Brock is not a danger.
I mean, hey, the last time Brock raped somebody, it was, you know, it was in a hotel room. I mean, he's really come a long way. He's not treating girls like trash anymore. Come on, guys.
So Chad greets JoJo. Okay, did that already. Chad, 100 feet away. JoJo climbs Heron. Okay, why does whenever she sees Heron, Heron Rogers, she jumps on him. She jumps on top of him and then straddles him, straddles his dick every time. Why?
And then says, "You just make me nervous. I just don't feel like I know what your true feelings are." His true feelings are he wants to fuck you. What? What is wrong with her?
I don't think those are his true feelings because JoJo's doing the gay vibe thing that girls say, all my girlfriends say. I'm thinking he might not be into me like I'm into him, if you know what I mean. Like, right. I'm into him, but I'm not sure if he's into me. You know what I mean? Yes, we know what you mean. And you're probably right. So just get a strap on and make it work. He's rich. So she sits around with her legs all over him, and they make out. And then this is the second time, because this happened in the last episode, where she's like, you know, there's just so many questions. Like, you make me so nervous, because, like, I really don't know anything about, I mean, I'm confused. Which basically means you really need to cry about something, or you're going home.
But she keeps telling him that, and he keeps going, I'm really into you. Like, I really feel like we have a connect. What more? How many more journey, connection, my walls are coming down? What does she? I'm confused.
She needs you to be damaged.
I want to smack
her. A girl
her.
Cannot fix you if you're not damaged, okay? And if she can't fix you, what the hell is her role in the relationship?
Well, she has some issues. Because she really does want the guy to be, like, an asshole.
Like, she's probably mad that there's not, like, a legless person or, like, I don't know, something. Just somebody who would need her, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this man only has a body from the waist up. Oh, he needs me so much. If I'm not there, how's he going to roll himself into the shower?
But I think she also wants them to be an asshole. Because it's like the James Taylor thing. She, you know, she doesn't want them to be that needy. She wants them to be kind of an asshole with a violent past. I feel like she's the kind of girl that would just forgive anything.
Well, you have to, like, have a nice balance, right? You have to need her, so you have to be vulnerable. That means cry. But you also have to be a man. I think that's why she likes Chad, because Chad's like, yeah, I'm a man, but my mom died. And she's like, oh, my God, lady boner. Dead mom, lady boner.
Well, like, I think she wants a guy to be an asshole, but for her to feel like he's really into her. An asshole who's really into her.
Yeah, he's my asshole.
Yeah.
He's just taking care of me, y'all. He didn't mean to punch that guy, but he was taking care of me.
Yes.
So Chad, I was under the judge of Aaron. So basically he does try. He's like, oh shit, she wants me to cry. So he's like, I'm feeling things. She's like, okay, just get out. So he has time to think about what he's gonna do, and I can't wait to see what it is.
Right.
Rubbing all over orange guy, what the fuck? Oh, yeah. So this is where she goes with Orange Robbie. Creepy orange gay Robbie.
He tortures me.
And she's just like, legs are all over him, rubbing all over him. And he is too in her face. He's like, he sits up really straight and then puts his chest in her face. He's like, yeah, you're like, you're so hot. And like, yeah. And then
he's like, feel my chest. I just shaved it. Do you love it? Is that the smoothest?
Do you see any ingrown hairs on my chest? Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Because sometimes they're only in my head. And I just, like, start picking at them all day like a meth head. Like, do I have them? Do I have them? What do you see?
He's like, your chest is so smooth. Let's have a chest smooth off.
So,
girls,
girl.
It's a contest. Who's voting for me?
I love this stupid dodo. She's like, everyone's having so much fun today. I mean, I got a little spray tanner on my face, but otherwise, everyone's having a great time. I mean, even Chad. And then they cut to Chad, and he's just standing in the pool eating.
Oh, okay, wait. So what is the part? Does this happen?
This is so brilliant. Okay, so she's like, Chad's turn. So Chad comes over, still chewing shit.
Right.
And she goes, Chad, I was so mad at you. I mean,
here you are, like, blah, 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 you won't participate. And he's like, yeah, well, like, imagine, like, it's hard for me, because, like, we come from, like, opposite ends of the spectrum, okay? Like, you're that, I'm this, you're like, I'm huge, you're little, like, I'm not, you're like the daytime. Like, imagine me trying to figure out where to take you to eat. Like, I'd be like, should I take her to get ice cream, or should I take her to get steak?
And she buys it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, when he said he would take me to get steak or he didn't know where to take me, I felt really safe because, like, a lot of guys would be like, let's just go have salmon. But, like, Chad knows that, like, I might want something like steak.
Like, Chad must love me because he did not mention carbs one time in that example.
Yeah, like, he would totally want me to be on Atkins. And I understand why he would want me to be super skinny, because all my boyfriends that I've really loved have, like, made fun of me for my weight and made sure that I stayed super slender. But that's just love.
By the way, can someone still make sure the internet works so that I can Google how to thin down my heart? I think my heart's a little fat. Okay. Can't take all this.
So he is failing miserably. So,
you an ice cream girl or a steak girl?
It's like, oh my God.
And then
Evan comes over, yes, and steals her, which Chad's head explodes.
Which, you know, he opened the door with all this interrupting things. But now it's Dick's function's second time that he's interrupting. And yeah, Chad at least does it in a way where it's hilarious, because he's like, ugh, until the guy is like, okay, I'm leaving. And then they run away. But Dick's function is just like, and so he gets some private time. She's like, what's up? And then just whines to her, basically, a lot. Yeah. And then he's followed by another guy from the girl team, the little midget, Alex. Midget military. And then the brunette. It's like the pussy.
Derek,
it's all the boyfriend. Pussy guys.
Right. But then Derek comes over, and this is a good part to me. Derek's like, I just want to let you know that there's a security guard in the house.
As if she doesn't see him walking around. She's like, I know. Right. Look at him over there. He's jerking off in the hot tub. He's such a nice man.
Okay, but then, I don't know if you caught this. You probably didn't. But so Derek's sitting there with her and using his little one-on-one time to go, you know, there's a security guard and a lot of us. And she's like, is it because you don't feel safe? And he's like, yeah, we don't really feel safe. And then he goes, all right, I got to go. Yeah. Where are you going? Where are you going?
I'll be hiding.
What, you have a hair appointment? What could possibly be happening in 5 minutes that's more important than you? You're on the I was flabbergasted.
He's
and I don't
so
use
stupid.
The word flabbergasted a lot. I was like, where is he going? I need more information about this.
So good. And while he's saying, we don't feel safe, she's like, you don't feel safe. Meanwhile, Chad is standing right behind the couch,
right,
like, ugh.
Right.
Ugh. You're like eating a rat, you know?
So then they have Chad going, you know, a lot of guys here are wussies. You know, there's just a lot of guys here who are pussies. They're wussies. They're not real men. And then Chris Harrison pops out from behind. Do you see that? He walks in with a pink shirt on, like Lenny and Squiggy. Like, that's the editing. It literally goes from Chad going, a lot of guys here are wussies. And then Chris walks in, hello. Total Lenny and Squiggy moment.
That is so funny. Oh, I agree with him, though. These guys are acting ridiculous. Like, yeah. I get that he's violent, blah, blah. I get it. I've been watching the same show. But they are really like, oh, my God, get him out. I'm so scared. Security guard. Meh. And then they spend their date time bitching about him to the woman. Like,
yeah,
this season, this poor girl, no wonder she cries like 10 times.
Because
they showed the coming up, JoJo is horrified by everything. She's like, I'm never going to find love. Because you guys keep fighting with each other. So Chad goes into the kitchen, and the boring brunette guy is like, I don't know, making an air sandwich or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I heard you talking about me out there. Did you even get to talk about anything else, or was it just me? He's like, yes, actually, we talked about, just you. Pretty much it was just you. But still, it was great. Romantic. Totally romantic.
Then it gets meta. Because then he's like, yeah, we said that, a lot of us think that you're just here, you know, to be in front of the camera, to get camera time, like for your career.
Oh,
and then
yes.
Chad's like, yeah, well, you know what? You're in love with her.
Yeah, good argument, dude. He's like, yeah, you're just here for the camera. And he goes, yeah, what about you? Like, when I met you, he goes, how would you know that? He said, because you told me right when we walked in the door. He goes, yeah, well, when we walked in the door, you were like, I'm totally in love with this woman and want to marry her and make her happy for the rest of her life. I mean, what the fuck is that? He's like, yeah, because, you know, that's what I want to do.
Because we're on the Bachelorette. Then he's like, you said she was one of the most beautiful women you've ever seen. Ugh. And then Derek's like, yeah, she's really beautiful. And he's like, ugh, what? Ugh, give me a yam.
So Chad's theory is the best because he really thinks this is true, and he repeats it a million times. So this is the first time he goes, look, man, I know that, like, some guy who looked like me must have stole your girlfriend or beaten you up or something, but, like, it's not me. Okay, I don't know you.
I'm not that guy.
I have the muscles, yes. I could steal your girlfriend and beat you up. But it wasn't me who did it. Do you understand? Like, when you get a car crash, you're going to get a new car. But you can't be mad at the old car. You know what I mean? Because that's everything he compares it to, like, buying a car or buying a house.
Right. And then Derek, the guy from the office, is like, what? Like, what? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I have been beat up before and I have had a guy steal my girlfriend, but I didn't say it was you. Like, yeah, I mean, of course I've been bullied. I mean, have you met me? I mean, yeah.
Who is he saying this to? Because this is my other favorite thing. He's like, oh, God, bro. Like what? You come in here, you know everything about her. Oh, that's great. Would you Google her? Oh, God, you probably watched a show. He's all disgusted.
Yeah, that's what you were saying that to Derek.
And Derek's like, yeah, I watched the show. Why wouldn't you watch the show?
He's like, oh, you're coming, that's so on gay.
Faggot. Enjoy the show, faggot. Stupid. So good. So Chad goes, it's time for the rose ceremony. And they show Chad drinking like scotch or something. I'm surprised he didn't. Did he have a cigar? Because in my memory, he does. But he's like on the leather couch in the library.
Yeah.
He's like, that is the only time this shot will ever happen. Like, one of these guys in a real library. Crop top glitter dress. So she's wearing her crop top glitter dress for the rose ceremony.
That dress was insane. In a bad way.
She basically picks the fireman first, which is odd. That guy, out of all the gays on this show, that guy is definitely the gayest.
Girl. We keep changing our mind, though. I'm with Robbie.
Robbie's the gayest, but Robbie, I bet, could get a boner for a girl. Fireman is...
Robbie is the kind of guy that she's going to be surprised when they hit the fantasy suite and he pulls out poppers. Have you ever tried these?
Well, this firefighter doesn't come off gay until he gets mad. And he's like, well, here's what you did, girl. And then he, you know, gets all like shenanay on everybody. So Wells, who's, I guess, the Karate Kid. Like, who does he look like? Little Ralph Macchio?
Yes, he does.
She basically picks all the pussy guys who are fighting over her.
Yes, because, Derek, the office guy. Then Heron Rogers. Then Luke, who's part of Air Force One, gets picked.
Then
Wells, then James F., who I'm pretty sure is the boxing guy, right?
He's
not long for the show, though.
Yeah, he's not.
Then Vinny, hair plugs.
Yeah, oddly enough.
Then Canadian vampire.
Uh-huh.
Then midget Air Force.
Uh-huh.
Or Marines. Hoorah. Uh-huh. And then last but not least, Chad.
And he's like, and Evan is just shaking the whole time, like, he better not get picked, girl. I'm going to be pissed. Like, this is ridiculous. And then Santa gets all mad when he's kicked off. And he's like, this sucks because, like, that guy's dangerous. So you're going to choose her over me? Like, lame. I'm like, yeah, that's why you want to be kept on a date, because someone else is worse than you. Like, she's not that into you. Go.
And then Ali got kicked off. Which I was sad about, because I just feel like if they went to the hometown dates, I would get to see JoJo in a burka. But
you could get to go to the face waxer and see what that's like.
But then, you know, they're going to be flying off to different locations. So obviously Ollie, no fly list.
She's like,
oh,
look,
my God.
We're on a tight schedule and I cannot have this plane coming down. Okay. When we're on the way. This show will be released. You understand me, you adorable little terrorist?
I'm going to have to send some money to, like, some kind of anti-defamation league.
I know, especially for Iran, because right they're not even the terrorists.
I know. He's Iranian. It's just like, you know, a nice guy.
A nice pie? Wait, what'd you say? A nice guy?
I said he's just like a nice guy. There's no terrorist about him. But I've just decided that he is.
I think he's Encino Man. He just looks like a caveman to me.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to try and talk me into car insurance.
Yeah.
Who was that car insurance that used a caveman? They're like, you need our insurance. It's like a caveman insurance. That's him.
Yeah.
So let's see. Pennsylvania. Last week was so tense. So this week I thought I'd get in a tiny little plane where I can be smacked out of the sky by a wisp.
Like, I love, though, that she says to them, guys, you know, say goodbye to the Bachelor Mansion because dream destination, we're going to Pennsylvania. What?
Why would they go to Pennsylvania?
What? I mean,
that's,
I was
so weird
for them to go, what the fuck, for Chad to go like,
do they have yams?
I'd rather go to Boise.
And then the
potatoes
dysfunction is like, girl, I love Pennsylvania. It's like so manly and rugged. I totally feel comfortable with it. He said that.
I know.
It's so manly and rugged.
Oh my God.
So Luke gets the one-on-one date.
Right? Yes.
And which one is Luke? I'm sorry. I called them by their nicknames. I'm trying to remember. Which one did you say is Luke?
Luke is the country guy with the
That guy's gonna be crazy.
Leaning Luke,
yes. Yeah. So he's the guy who's always leaning on things. Okay, yeah. So Luke is gonna get creepier and creepier, okay?
Oh, and I know.
He goes, I'm like so excited right now. Like I just have the butterflies. Like, total butterflies. It's like, I love a show where straight men talk about having the butterflies. So good.
It's just they're all reading off of a script. But okay. Luke looks, if he is not 45, something is wrong. He's not young. He can't be. Do you look at his face? He has, his teeth are weird. He has like weird, he doesn't have the same teeth, the straight teeth thing that I was talking about with the other guys. He has weird, like fake teeth, but not fake in a,
like
I got
wooden teeth.
Done by
it
a
looks
Hollywood.
Like he has wooden yes. teeth. Yeah.
Something's yeah. wrong. He has these really deep creases in his face. He just looks.
He's always leaning. You can tell he's older because he's tired. He's like, yeah, but, can I look sexy while I'm leaning against this wall, please? Ugh,
but all you. That happening with cement in his hair, holding it straight up. Like they get pulled by a pack of wolves for an hour and his hair is exactly the same.
He has a very creepy vibe, and I guess that we're just noticing it because this is the first time we've really spent time alone with him.
Yes.
But he is super creepy. He has this, like, way of, like, talking, or, I thought, I just put, is this, like, Christopher Walken in a younger mask? Because
yes.
he's very, like, Christopher Walken-y. So they go out in the middle of nowhere, and there's a hot tub, of course. It's like winter. And there's yeah. a hot tub, so he has to chop wood. And she's like, oh, my God, you're chopping wood. You can take care of me forever, even if the electricity goes out. So,
it was one of the most boring scenes I recall in the history of this show.
Yes, they were trying.
They have nothing to say. It was like watching a scene from On Golden Pond.
Yes.
They were just like, well, it's a nice weather. Want to get in the hot tub?
And she immediately jumps into human resources interviewing mode. She's like, well, what do you love about me? Okay, well, how about we start here? What is the best thing about you that you think about me? Like, it's just this weird interview. How many pens do you use a week? Is that going to be trouble? Because I can only stock you with the drawer. Okay. Other than that, you're going to have to go get your own. Do you know how to file? We do electronic filing here. Is that going to work for you? It's like all this big, long interview. And he's like, yeah, well, like, it's I always say, like, good morning. She's like, oh, yeah, that is a good saying. I mean, these two are ridiculous.
It was
so
horrible.
He gets down to his swimsuit, but he doesn't have a Speedo. What a loser. So I originally thought he must have a tiny dick. But then they did this thing where she had to lift him down into the water because she's like, oh, my God, it's hot. So he's like lifting. He's like dropping her slowly into the water until she can take it. And they did a nice close up of his dick outline. Not bad. Not bad. And thank you. Thank you very much, ABC. We got a couple of dick shots in this one.
We should get like a screen grab of that.
Yeah, I was watching it on the TV, but I have it downloaded. So yeah, I'll get a nice dick outline. It's pretty decent. But also as you get older.
Is it John Hamm decent or is it, you know?
I'll show it to you. It looks like it's not a portobello mushroom, but it's not a cremini. It's like somewhere in the middle.
Got it. Okay.
So yeah, that was really stupid. So he's whining. He's like, yeah, I didn't like get a date with you last week. So it was really sad. And then they just kept talking. So he wouldn't cry either. So she made it clear that he's going to have to cry. And so he was like, well, I was in the military. So, like, the reason that I don't have any emotions is because PTSD. So, like, yeah. I've learned
to
survive.
Yeah, I lost a lot of friends.
To survive, I feel nothing.
And enemies.
And she's like, well, that's not good. He's like, well, yeah, one of my best friends died. He killed himself. She's like, well, but you don't seem upset about it. He's like, okay, well, I'm feeling things now because I'm looking into your eyes. And she's like, oh, my God, you did it.
Like his friend commits suicide. I'm getting all the feels. All the feels.
So stupid. So she loves him now for whatever stupid reason. Right. So I just love that he's like, well, war didn't work. Suicide didn't work.
Yep.
Your eyes.
Oh!
I love him.
So
I feel like I'm in love with him. Now, do we go right to the music? No, we don't. We go to...
Well, now we are... There's about to be a two-on-one date, and people are talking about it like sports, like who's going to do the two-on-one, stuff like that. But they kept clipping in this stuff of Chad while they're out waiting or whatever. Chad is eating, of course, because that's what he does. He's like eating a raccoon with his bare hands, uncooked, while he watches a bear. And they put the worst, most hilarious stock footage of just some bear, and they made it look like Chad... is just sitting there watching a bear while he eats a lot. It is so funny.
It was, what's that movie? What's the bear movie?
Is it The Revenant?
Yes, The Revenant. It's like some kind of weird outtakes from The Revenant.
Except he'd shoot Leo if he saw
him. Yeah.
He'd eat his head off. He'd be like, yeah, DiCaprio tasted good. So his theory is she's just weeding out the losers so she can have more time with me. And then they're doing this weird close-up. He's shirtless, laying back on this rock, and the camera pans down to his wiener, and his hands are in his pocket, but then it goes boom, boom, like a boner. It looked like a boner flinch. You know how boners are like,
bong, bong,
like they flinch at you?
Yes.
I was like, did they put a boner flinch in on purpose? I love this show. It was right after the dick shot. So I'm officially subscribed to this show forever.
Yeah. The editors have a good time. I've always known that about this.
So good. Okay, Hot Blonde Chase is back because I thought he died. I was like, oh, there he is. So group day, no Chad, no Alex.
So first we find out that we find out about the group date, but then we also know that Chad and Alex are not on it. So we know they're going to have a two-on-one.
Yeah, so there's like two-on-ones coming up.
But before the group date, we go back to JoJo and Luke at dinner. Oh, I think that's what you're talking about, the military, blah, blah, blah. And then Dan and Shay sing.
Oh, yeah. So then they go see.
And then all these people have their cameras. It's a whole big setup thing. And then they have a dance, blah, 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 blah. So boring. Okay.
Do you want to hear how stupid my notes are?
Yeah.
I put, oh, I get it. People watch this because they get horny. Like, I'm so stupid. I was like, how many penises need to flinch in your face before you realize why people are watching this? So it's like, I get it now. If someone had just told me that, I would have been watching all 12 seasons.
It's like the softest softcore porn.
Yeah. Hot because porn is so disgusting. It's like a penis outline is somehow hotter, oddly enough.
I agree. And then, so for the group date, they're going to go coal mining. And by that, I mean anal. What are they going to do on a group date in Pennsylvania?
We're going to watch chains go back and forth, you know, Pennsylvania Station and all. I mean, Pennsylvania Station can take care of me forever.
Then I felt like, okay, so you're going on a football date. Why did you have to go to Pennsylvania to go on to do the football date?
I don't know. I think they're just going to, everything is going to have football in it because apparently the husbands have to watch this show too. So they're like, okay, we just threw three dicks at you and about 20 gay guys, but hey, football.
Yeah.
Football.
Then we got Ben Roethlisberger or Rothenberger or whatever. I wouldn't know that except that John told me. Mm-hmm. And also filled me in that Ben has like a, I don't know, I think he has some rape charges pending. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
He was accused of a sexual assault in a bathroom in Kentucky 7 years ago.
Oh, Lord. Who wasn't? Yeah. I mean, I think that's like on everybody's resume in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Hotel rooms weren't so expensive. This is my favorite quote in this football section. She's like, oh, you know, Evan struggles. That's dysfunction because he just can't play. He's getting knocked over. He sucks.
God.
He's bleeding again.
Oh, and he's wearing like the football shirt with the shoulder pads and some kind of a weird like bandana headband around his head. He just looks insane.
Oh, wait, is this James? Oh, yeah.
No, Evan.
Yeah, so Evan and Aaron Rodgers both did the girl styling when they had their headbands. They styled their hair.
Right, on top of it. Yeah.
Like under it. They styled their bangs under it. They looked like little girls with bad facial hair.
Yeah.
One of Ali's sisters.
American Girl Dolls. Football edition.
Then James, boring dad, long neck, gets hurt. And so he's bleeding. And this poor guy is such a schmo. They bandage him up, but the bandage goes over his eyes.
Yes.
Like it's barely going.
And it's like an SNL sketch. He's like, no, I can't leave. I have to have every moment of one-on-one time.
I'm feeling great. I'm going to get back out there and win my girl.
Oh, it's God. Like a Private Ryan. Like he's down, but he's like, I'm not. The other guys are like, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to be okay. You know, like the scene where he's going to die.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you can make it. His head's all bandaged up.
I'm feeling great, guys. Okay. I just want to win my girl.
It's like, this poor guy is not going to make it through one episode where, like, with any kind of sex appeal. Because every time they strip it right away from him. So
then
let's
go back to Luke.
Alex.
Luke, now Luke is back from the date, and Luke is sitting on a couch with Chad and Alex. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chad starts threatening violence.
Because he's threatening violence, yes, but he's doing it because the poor fucking guy, all he's doing is sitting there. And then Luke, like creepy ass Luke with the penis outline, is like,
right.
So Chad, what would you do? Okay, what are you going to do tomorrow to... get her to keep you here. Like, what's your pitch? What's your pitch going to be to her? And he's like, I don't know. I'm going to be like, hey, like, who cares? And he goes, no, that's all, that's what you're going to say? You? So you're going to go to her, the woman I love and I'm going to marry. What are you going to say to make her forgive you and accept you here? And he's like, I don't know. Like, are you done with that apple? You know, like, what do you want me to say? And then they won't stop. And then Alex, the midget military guy, is like, yeah, bro, because, like, what are you going to do? Like, why are you violent? Like, why do you want to, why do you always threaten people with violence, bro? Like, it's terrible. He's like, yeah, you're going to hit somebody? Yeah, you're going to hit somebody? Want to hit me? Want to hit me? Let's go. Let's go right now. Stop repeating what I said. No, you do it. You stop repeating what I said. Chad's like, you're both faggots. And so...
Meanwhile, Alex's feet don't touch the floor.
No kidding.
While he's sitting
on
the couch.
Can I get a stool? My feet are falling asleep.
Like, I'm going to go on this date, on this 2-on-1 date, and she's going to pick me because I'm good and you're bad. And she's not going to like you.
She's going to like me on this 2-to-1 date because that's our ratio size.
Yeah.
She's 2 with me.
And, I was in the military. Hoorah! And then Chad's like, I was in the military too. But I was discharged honorably.
Like I'm about to discharge on your face. You're violent. Ding, ding, ding. We did it. He's violent.
So they're basically poking, trying to piss him off. And of course, Chad falls right for it again. He falls for it every single time. And he's like, look, the reason that I don't want to hit people, but I start talking to people and like, you don't listen to me. And sometimes I think the only way he's going to hear me is if I beat him in the face. And he's like, oh, you see, you did it. He did it. He's threatening me.
And he's like, what are you not understanding is that I don't want to hit you, but you keep pushing me. You're backing me into a corner.
Little
I have
Alex,
to.
Little Alex is blowing his rape whistle. Brrr, he's here. Brrr. So Aaron Rodgers back over at the football, right? At the football stadium is like, I'm both quarterbacks, so I can't lose. I'm like, yes, you can. You've been kicked off three times already. Your hair's stupid. You look like Woody from Toy Story. You're gonna lose on every level.
Oh, so then they have to. So they're split up into teams, and then one team wins, and I don't. And Wells loses, and he's like, "I can't believe this. Mm. Now we're not going to get one-on-one time with JoJo." And I brought the a cappella group all the way to Pennsylvania. This is like bullshit. I've already paid them. Like, they're on a day rate, but I had to pay them anyway because I can't just. It's not. It's like a rental thing. Like, I mean, I already brought him out here. So what, am I just going to tell him to go home? I'm still going to have to pay him. Got a deposit on these guys.
I just wrote down, please let Karate Kid cry. Because he's like, can't believe I lost. Like, ooh. And all the guys looked like they were going to cross. Oh, my God. You guys grow a pair. Seriously.
It is kind of funny when you think about the different. Like, she's keeping around Wells, who, yeah, is. And Alex at this point. And, who else? Who's the other wimpy one? And Derek. And, but you know that the ones that she wants to just make out with all the time are the bigger guys, are like the Luke.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of funny because Chad, you're right. Chad does have a point. He's like, I don't understand. You're keeping that guy, Evan, dysfunction, and me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. And yeah. I kind of with him.
Well, I get it because she's like, do I want the manly man who could possibly beat me and our children? Or do I want a gay guy who can, you know, take a pill and get hard for a few hours and, you know, just fake it forever? It's like, at least she has someone to talk to with all these gay guys around. I mean, because our natural friends are women.
I guess so, but I don't feel like Evan is bringing a lot to the party. Even if he is gay, I think he is annoying.
He's terrible. Like, he's not one of the models. He's not even really, like, gay enough to be one of the gays. He's kind of like one of those aging guys, like, really trying to hold on to their youth with motorcycle jackets and trendy haircuts. But
it's
horrible. Eh, you've got three kids, which is no crime, but, you know, you're trying to date this young girl.
Right. How did he get on the show? I don't get it.
Who knows? I think that this show knows that we really want to see really midgety guys who are terrified of the bigger guys. And I just think that's so cute because that's why I'm liking Alex. I'm loving watching him be terrified, but try and act like he's manly at the same time. Like when he's like, yeah, but I'm not going to take it anymore. But he's wearing shoulder pads. LOL.
Yes.
I mean, you just can't beat that.
Yeah.
Okay. So football happened. So I was like, I don't care. I don't care until I get to see them cry. And they did. They're like, we lost. So Robbie and JoJo, Robbie, the orange swimming gay guy.
So gay to me. I know I keep repeating it, but every time it's getting more and more. Like, now he's sitting down with her, the way his legs are crossed. Did you see that little interview? He's like, hey, JoJo, do you want to go get a mani-pedi? Or, girl, what do you want to do? Because I want to lose these guys and just, like, spend some time with you, girl.
I have a foot fetish. A clean foot fetish. She's down for a pedi. What, girl? What, girl? She's like, oh, my God, he feels me. He was feeling the bottom of my feet.
I'm just not understanding how she's getting any kind of like a heterosexual vibe from him. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying I'm not understanding because she's like, oh my God, Robbie is so cute. And then she makes out with him and it feels wrong.
Not only makes out with him, he picks her up, puts her on the pool table, spreads her legs, and then moves on in. Like, he's too rapey. I don't care if he's gay or not, but that is rapey and gross. And I don't like that girl's just like, oh yeah, oh wow.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're letting that guy rub his like faux boner up against your raw GGs on TV. Do you have a mother?
No, I mean, it's like a scene from The Accused, and it was really creepy. And then afterwards, she's like, there's something about Robbie that's going to blow me away. Well, maybe not blow you, but there is something about Robbie that's wrong.
It's wrong because even if he was gay, there would still be something wrong because it's not wrong to be gay, obviously. No. But when you're pretending to be straight, yes, it is wrong.
You're trying to trick
my poor little innocent JoJo.
Well, that's the thing where you go, okay, I wouldn't care if some of the guys were not as pretty if – I didn't feel like they're all there to get their careers going. I mean, at least give us
But what about the people who are like, oh, yeah, I'm here, and I'm a Microsoft DOS specialist. I'm like, where did they find these fucking losers? They're like, the guy that stocks the pins in the office closet for the entire building. Like, who'd they find? Where'd they find these fools?
I just feel like the casting on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette for years hasn't, they don't, I don't know. I think it might be all like gay men doing the casting.
I guess so. I mean, those guys probably blew somebody to get on this show because Orange Robbie, I mean, that guy's too much.
But even during the early, early seasons of The Bachelor, and I know you didn't really watch it, but there was a guy who was, I think his name's Alex, who was like season two of The Bachelor, was so, so gay, and he was The Bachelor. And I had a friend who did casting for The Bachelor, and I said to her, he's gay, right? I mean, he's gay. Like, there's nothing heterosexual about him. And she's like, I know we all kind of got that vibe, but like they insisted that they all felt like he was really good looking.
Yeah. That was season two. So maybe they were just afraid that someone was going to have sex on camera and they wanted to have a wholesome show. Like, yeah, we know he's gay. We did that on purpose so that there's no sex scenes.
But then what's their excuse here?
With Robbie? I mean, I don't know.
They should have a couple of... Okay.
I think she's... It must work where she already kind of knows a few that she wants, and then the rest of them are just... Because she's... After seeing it so much and do all these interviews, obviously she can't be feeling this for that many people. Like, duh. And I don't know. I think she's just a girl who likes to make out. But she can really... She did teach me something that's missing from myself, because I see her... The way she can cuddle up to somebody that she doesn't even know, just get right up and get kind of like put her knees in towards her chest and just like cuddle in. Like, this girl is really open to love. Like, this girl has no walls up. Okay. Like,
no walls.
I don't know what
she's
the hell.
She's like the opposite of Bethany.
Yeah. I'm like, this girl, like, maybe she'll find a bad one, but I hope she's careful, because that girl can really open herself up right away.
Yes.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
And it made me want to. Thank you, JoJo. You might change my life, JoJo. Bernie.
Learning.
You see, I love JoJo, and I'm a gay. Oh my
god. But I get uncomfortable with the way that she's so touchy-feely with all the guys. I feel like it's a mixed message. You know, she's not sure about them and not sure if she feels an attraction, but you're just going to make out with them 24/7 to see?
Yeah, it's like going to, as Chad brought this up at one point, he's like, no one just rides off the lot with the first car they test drive. I think that girl is basically in a Toyota dealership. And she is trying the Prius, the Mini Prius, the Corolla, the, you know.
Right.
The Camry, like the really nice one. The Sports, the SUV, like everything she can try. And so she doesn't want to just ride around the block. She wants to see what the airbags are like. So she bumps into a fire hydrant. Or she wants to see how many groceries can fit in the trunk. So she stops at the goddamn store, you know.
Right.
She's just trying them out, I guess. I mean, her trying it out could lead to syphilis, but still. Otherwise, just like a Toyota buy.
Exactly.
So, right, Roddy, so that was rapey and gross. She's like, you're like a book. You're really hard to read. And he's like, oh no, this is Aaron.
This
Aaron
is Jason,
Rogers.
Aaron Rodgers. And then Aaron Rodgers, this is the part that you'd been waiting for. Aaron Rodgers has been planning for a few hours what kind of scripted bullshit he's going to give her about falling for you. And I'm really feeling it. And he's like, oh, I have to tell her. I have to tell her I'm falling for you.
And that was it, right? And she's
like,
then
she gave him a rose.
Finally, I feel comfortable.
Yep. And then she's like, to her confessionals, like, I just wasn't really sure about Aaron Rodgers until he told me he was falling for me. It was so amazing to hear that he's falling for me. So, yeah. I just hear that he was falling in love with me after a week. Rose. Rose.
Yeah, pretty much. And also, like, he's hot. She's not going to get rid of him when there's so many fuggos there left.
That's true.
So now the guys do their favorite thing, where they sit around like a bunch of queens and bitch at Chad, who's just sitting there literally doing nothing but eating again. And this is where Fireman really comes out of the closet. He's like, girl, you know what you got to say? And he's like, are you coming for me, bro? And he's like, well, I'm saying... He's like, well, you want to go outside? And he's like, girl, please, I'll go outside. Yeah, you want to do? Yeah, let's go. Okay, let's go outside. All right, let's go then. Oh, yeah, let's go. And then they just sit there again in silence.
Right.
What are you proving?
He's like, oh, you want to go outside? Oh, you want to go for a little late night dip in the pool? Oh, you want to go for a little nature hike? Yeah, I'll go outside. So I'll go outside and pick a flower.
So Chad kind of goes off to the side and starts staring at them from far away where they can still see him. So they're still bitching about Chad because that's all these queens have to do. They're like, he's so mean, girl. I know. That guy, blah, 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 blah. So they're like, it's like a hen pen. And Chad finally can't stop it anymore. So he's like, you want to come at me, bro? Hey, listen, bro. One day this house is going to be over. The show's going to be over. You're going to go home. Heron Rogers, you think I can't find you and come to your hair house? I'll find you, bro. And he's like, oh, yeah, what are you going to do at my house?
Up and I will fuck you up. I'll blow up your wig house.
Now you're going to have two guys at your house who are better than you, me and your brother. And he's like, yeah, whatever, bitch. Like, am I supposed to, like, be scared? Okay, I'm real scared. Probably can't even work a MapQuest. He's like, whatever. I can eat a MapQuest. He's, like, eating a couch.
Oh my god.
After threatening someone else's life outside the house, which is somehow more scary to people, he comes back and stands behind the couch and just stands there chewing on God knows what. He's like eating like one of the little statues from the front table. And he's just like standing there watching them.
Found outside in Pennsylvania.
And everyone just sits there in silence, like being terrified of him. So funny.
Then it's time for the 2-on-1 date. So they show Alex like putting on stars and stripes socks. He's like putting on his military socks because he's going into battle. And Chad puts on like some prime rib cologne, gets ready to like for the 2-on-1. Let's do this. Get ready.
He's like, hey, man, I want to help you love your socks, bro. You mind if I start marinating you right now? Just putting a little olive oil and salt and pepper on you. You don't mind, do you?
Bro, get off me. What the hell?
Eat you later.
So Alex is like,
I put some of those little corn cob holders handles on each side of you, and I'm gonna eat you like a corn cob. Oh boy! All right,
Alex. Alex is like, I cannot wait until he fucks himself up. I will be ecstatic. No, he goes, I will be ecstatic. He's so stupid. Okay, so now we learn how stupid Alex is.
Yes.
Which we knew he wasn't that bright. But Alex is hilarious. He's like, my goal form of the end goal of the point is that Chad understands the Middleford of the people fort. I'm like, what are you talking about? Are you just picking words out of your brain and putting them together?
Because like a couple minutes later, Alex goes, I'll tell you something about Chad. He is a disingenuous person. And now that's my new favorite word. I had to play it back to make sure. John was like, did he just say that? I go, he just said he was disingenuous.
Alex, like, if
you are
Webster,
disingenuous.
If Webster from the dictionary was still alive, he would be a cutter watching reality TV. His thighs would be a damn mess. Like, what are you doing to my language?
His thighs would be a mess. Oh my god.
So JoJo,
I'd have to be searching his room for razor blades. Stop.
They have to sit at this river for this 2-on-1 date. They have to like sit on this rock. And it is so awkward. They're just sitting there.
Awkward.
And Alex is saying things like fortified or like whatever, his made up English. And then this is when Chad's like, oh yeah, she picked Alex to go into the woods first. No one buys the first car they test drive, especially if it's one of those goddamn stupid little cars that looks like kid drives. A stupid little car, a little go-kart. What are those little electric cars that are really tiny that can fit in, like, two of them can fit in one parking space?
Right, those smart cars.
Oh, the smart car.
Yeah.
I'm too dumb to remember what a smart car is. Noted.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat him, and if not, I'm taking her home. And if I don't, I'm taking his teeth out.
I really felt like this was sort of a Dateline episode, because they're sort of out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, if you didn't know that there were, you know, Bachelor cameras there. Although, what good are those people? They're not protecting anybody.
That's not their job. Don't you watch Unreal?
That's true.
They have people jumping off buildings. I can bring out, they'll be like, oh, that girl has an abusive husband and she's terrified. Bring him on. Let's surprise her. Like, they're terrible. So this one, she's talking
Chad's
to Alex.
Like sharpening his hunting knife and getting ready for his time with her.
And she, of course, because it's Alex, she's like, oh, thank God there's a gay guy here. Okay, let me just ask you, give me the gossip.
give me the Chad gossip. And he's like, oh, I would never gossip about another guy. This is our time. She's like, okay, that's noted. Now go on, hun. He's like, that guy's a bitch. Like, he's so mean to everybody. And, like, seriously, like, he's trying to kill somebody today. Girl.
Yeah.
Like, it was the worst.
He threatened to go to Jordan's house, to Aaron Rodgers' house. He threatened to go there and, like, beat him up. Like, go to his house. Like, after the show. Like, not even now.
He doesn't even use the glory hole in the bathroom for blowjobs. Like, he puts his fist through it and tries to hit you while you're pooping. It's so mean. It's like, oh, my God. Well, I'm going to have to talk to him. Thanks for your tattletale.
Like, I'm hearing.
He unfortunately didn't say, please don't say I said this. Because then she goes up and she's like, hey, she's like, I'm shocked. I can't believe this about Chad. Which is she's hilarious.
Like, all I know about Chad is his sweet, sensitive side. I mean, he's really attentive when he's with me. I mean, this is really upsetting because what kind of a person is so attentive and sweet when he's with me, but also secretly violent? I've never heard of that.
Like last night while I was sleeping, I know he's protective because I'm trying to go to sleep and I feel him breathing on my ear. I mean, I can even feel it in my sleep. No, he was literally in your room. Someone give her a whistle, please. Alex, loan it to her. Now, hell no. I need this. So she basically goes to Chad. Now, here's Chad's biggest issue. Other than steroids, psychosis, and, you know, possibly a lack of education.
Right.
She's like, Chad, everyone's saying that you're, like, really mean, and I just don't understand. Now, tell me the truth. And he's like, Chad just can't talk. That's his problem. All he needed to say was, look, I made a smart-ass comment the first night I was here. And now these guys, like, I did something so they're like, that guy's a douchebag. And now they're trying to bait me into being a douchebag every time I walk into the room. They're following me around, which they are. They're, like, coming up to me. They're poking me. They're prodding me. They're trying over and over. And, yeah, I'd lose my temper, but any man would, you know? I'm not going up to them. And if you watch this, like, Chad gets violent right now. So, like, all of this is valid that he gets kicked off. I'm not saying he shouldn't. But there's not one time that you can point out that they didn't start it. Every single time, he's just sitting there, and they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. He eats a lot of meat. Like, gross. You're disgusting. And then they start on him. But
right.
He can't talk because you're talking to a gorilla. So he's like, right. Ugh, and then he burps like a cold cut in her face. And
well, the problem is when she talks to him and says, like, well, do you threaten violence? He's like, his only answer is, well, yeah, but, I mean, how am I supposed to get anyone to shut the fuck up? I mean, I told them to shut the fuck up, but they won't. Like, what? There's no other way. He really honestly doesn't think there's any other way. He's like, but if people are talking and you don't want them to talk, you punch them in the face, right? I mean, then you tell me.
Like,
you
no.
Tell me. If you've got another way to tell somebody to shut the fuck up and make them stop talking, then please, I'm all ears.
And she's like, well, you just tell them that you want them to protect you forever. And he's like, oh, that worked. I totally don't want to punch you now. Okay, thanks for the speech. So she goes off alone in the woods.
Well, she does. She's like, well, you got to try to talk to them. And he's like, oh, I've tried. It doesn't work. I've got to punch them. I've got to punch them. You cannot tell me that there's another way.
Yeah, I suppose next you're going to, like, find some deaf person to yell at for talking with their hands.
I'm like, well, that's different.
No, it's not.
It really is.
But then
Could you imagine if deaf people just walked around punching people? Like, listen to me.
And then, so then JJ, I keep calling her JJ because that's how I have
down
it written
Dodo.
Down. Yeah.
Jojo.
Dodo says, well, you know, then she's like, I'm so frustrated because I keep, because she's like, I know Chad's sweet side. Like, he's such a sweetie. He's such a sweetie face. And I mean, I feel like I tried to give him a way to explain.
And then she starts crying. She's like, and she's like on a log covered in X's. I don't know what that means, but I thought it was so funny. She's like, maybe it's because his mom died. Maybe he's struggling. Maybe he's just so in love with me, and it's hard for him to be in love with another woman after his mother. I'm like, you've already given him more storylines than he's ever given you. Just be quiet. So we know he's out. But you've got this violent guy who could possibly kill someone at any moment. And then under it, it goes, 2020 with Bobby Brown.
I mean, it's classic. But and then, so then JoJo kicks him off. Then she finally comes back. She's so upset about it, though. Like, this is just the worst, that she's like, I've given him so many chances, but I don't know what else to do. And then she gives Alex the rose. And then he goes into full on, like, Ike Turner. Like,
yeah, well, he does.
Baby, please. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, please, baby. I'll change. Give me another try. I'll change. I'll try to not talk with my hands.
I mean, I don't want to fight no more.
Come on, baby. Baby, please. Come on, man. I won't hit you. I won't hit you again. Come on, baby.
Left a good job in the city. It's like, pay attention, Tina.
I feel like there should be some kind of like a domestic violence disclaimer underneath it. It's like a weird PSA.
He was cracking me up. He walked back. Alex is terrified. This is right before she gives Alex a rose, so I'm sorry to rewind. But he's Alex is just sitting there alone on that rock, like, like looking around to see where the security guard is. And he's not there. And then Chad's like, I'm going to kill him. So Chad, it's horror music. And they've changed all the camera.
Oh, it's like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, they've changed it all to be like the Blair Witch Project. It's all like handheld cam now, shaky cam. Right. It's so funny. So he's like, blub, stomp, stomp, stomp. And then he lays down and just stares. And Alex is trying not to look scared, but he goes, like, scared. And then he just, like, what's-his-buns is just laying there staring at the sky, and he goes, I'm not happy with you.
I know, the best.
And he's like, what do you mean, bro? He's like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. And then he gives him this scary smile. Oh. And Alex is pooping himself. And he goes, life ain't all blueberries and paper planes the whole time, you know, man. And he's like,
It sounds like we're making that up, but that is exactly what he
says. That's his line. And Alex is like, well, the problem is I can't hurt you without getting in trouble. And he's like, yeah, you see? There you go again. Just threatening to beat everybody up again. I'm like, you can't do that, man. I'm like, you can't just threaten to beat me up. She comes back, and he's like still screaming like a little woman, dying. Okay, and then Chad, I love Chad's comebacks. He goes, hey, bruh, have a glass of milk and calm down. He goes, oh, yeah? Well, I don't even like milk. So there, I don't like milk. And he goes, really? Because milk is delicious. I mean, what is this fight?
I don't get it.
And then he goes, you started it with me. And he goes, what did I say to you other than you're a piece of shit? Well, that is kind of starting it, calling someone a piece of shit, Alex. So JoJo comes back, and now she is not only dumping him, she's so mad. Like, she's gone from sobbing about a dead mom to being like, well, you're mean. I believe that you're a fake person. I don't believe you are who you say you are. And Alex, here's a pity rose.
Yeah.
So now get the hell out of here. And then she stands up and she's scared now. Now she's acting like she's about to get beat up. And then Chad just starts, because no one's like, okay, Chad, you're kicked off in the middle of the woods, so someone will take you home. He doesn't know what's going on.
Right.
So he's just, like, stalking around the perimeter of the rock, eating God knows what he's like, found out
there.
Is
this real?
He's eating a log.
This did not just happen. This is not what I expected at all. She has no idea how amazing I am.
So well, good. And well, then he gets mad, and he's like, well, she was acting like she really liked me. So she's either an actress or a complete fucking boop. And I'm like, whoa. So did he just call her the effing cut fitness on TV?
I don't know.
Because that's what it sounded like.
Then he's stalking around and he's like, ah, these guys, they back me in a corner. You know? I mean.
And then queens celebrate as queens do with shots of fireball. They're like, girl, you want a shot of fireball? And everyone's like, woohoo. Oh, my God. And Chad goes, now, there's only one thing to do. I gotta go find Alex. And the music starts, this horror music.
Oh, my God.
And he's, like, trying to stomp through the wood with his gigantic thighs that won't let him walk properly. He's like, ugh, ugh. And JoJo and Alex are sitting in front of a fire in a cabin. And she's like, thank you for fighting with me. And he's like,
And his feet don't touch the ground, as always. And he seems to be wearing some kind of pants where, you know, women's pants, and I can't remember what they're called, where you can hike them up a little bit at the ankles and then button them.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, he was wearing those?
I feel like he was wearing pants like that at the bottom.
Oh, my God.
Where you could, like, pull them up a little bit over your boots and button them. But maybe because he's short, so he has – maybe he has them specially tailored so that he can button them up a little bit. I don't know, but
does something smell in here? Yeah, baby wipes. Chad was really scary. Well, there is a bathroom back there. Just come back. I hope you're going to love me forever. I will. I'm just cleaning my butt. Okay.
So Chad is whistling. He's like, it's like dun 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 dun, yep, dun dun, and they're on the couch kissing. Dun dun dun. It's like the Ricola commercial.
Yep.
And then, he comes up to the window and just does that horror movie screech thing where it's like,
yep.
So good.
I know, it's the best. And then we get another to be continued.
So good. And the tags on the show are great. And the very ending tag is the vampire with dysfunction. He's like, hey, bro, betcha. You want to get in the betcha tub? And he's like, sure, bro. Okay, I've got on my swimsuit. And he's like, I'm going to be naked. Is that cool? He's like, no, bro, I don't want to see that. Like on TV. Like, just, God, pretend. Do that when I'm pretending I'm asleep or something. And so so the guy, like, he's not really naked, but dysfunction won't look at him. So he walks up to him and starts, like, rubbing his junk up his butt crack. And he's like, bro. He's like, I'm not really naked, bro. And they're like, okay. And then they get in the hot tub. So. It's amazing.
It is the best. I can't believe there's a whole week without a show, though.
I know. This will give us time to get caught up on all of our iTunes RSS, get all our shit set up, be a little more professional.
And do a bonus.
Oh, yeah, and do some bony balones. Everybody, thank you for listening to this. You can find us at rosepricks.com. You can find us on Twitter at rosepricks_pod or on Facebook at rosepricks_podcast. And Trash Talk TV. Just hit the podcast thing at the top and you'll find all our shows. We love ya.
Yeah, this was fun.
So good.
I'm beat.
I am too, man. That's how it works. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
All right. Bye.